This is the one that's been using recently and getting good response from the attorneys. And basically, she goes on USA Comp is a list broker, and they'll send you a disc. And she said she just looked in there, and she sends us all the probate attorneys. And it says, dear attorney, of course, did you see what I got here? I get this from the Three Stooges. Attorneys, Cheatham and Howe. Attorneys, Cheatham and Howe. All right. Dear attorney, I'd like to purchase your client's properties. Now look at the, remember I told you about the Better Business Bureau? The headline, finally, a reliable, trusted investment company to purchase your client's properties. Our complaint-free record with the Better Business Bureau makes you look good. What are they concerned about? Who they're going to refer? What are attorneys always concerned about? What do they always say, that two-letter word? No, 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 because they're afraid of liability. So attorneys always say no, no matter what great ideas you got. So I'd like to purchase your client's properties. There are many times during the course of business when a client may need to sell a parcel of real estate, sometimes quickly, sometimes not so quickly. This is also good for accountants, this letter. My name is Dave Lindahl, and I'm part of an investment group that buys from 5 to 10 houses a month. The name of my company is Results Home Buyers. Please look us up at the Better Business Bureau and check our excellent record. We specialize in the purchasing of residential properties, apartment houses, and land. We realize that your clients are the lifeblood of your business, and we'll always treat them with courteousness and utmost respect. We are interested in creating win-win situations, and our ultimate goal is that you look good at the end of the transaction. For further information, call Results Home Buyers and myself. Please call me now. I look forward to speaking with you. Also, the PS on this one. I will be calling you on Tuesday to answer any questions that you may have about myself and my company and have you ask some pertinent questions to determine how can I better assist you and your clients. Follow up with a phone call. You follow up with a phone call, you're more apt to get business from these people. And, you know, when you get their secretary, you can say, it's Dave Lindahl, he's expecting my call. Because you got it in the letter, right?
Dave, I have a question. This past week, I called the Better Business Bureau to join,
yep.
And I was asked if I had been established for a year at least. So obviously, I didn't want to lie. But they will not give you a membership unless you've been established for a year. Do you have any suggestions? And I spoke with two different people. I was telling Raina. So the second time I called, I said, yeah, I've been buying and selling for 10 years. And you know, so they said, oh, okay, that's a good way, you know, that we're going to go. It was a different person. But any suggestions on that?
I would just...
They won't do it.
Yeah, the way I established myself with the group, I would mention that I'm with a group of people that have been in business for the last 10 years. Now I'm going on my own.
But when they check your company,
you know,
that's my point. They check by phone number. So
yeah.
What do you do about that?
I'll give them a call because I've been a member for the last 8 years. I'll find out.
Wonderful. Thank you.
What you might be able to do to be able to get in. I'm surprised they're not taking your money because when it came time for me to renew. Boy, did I get all kinds of letters and sales calls and all kinds of stuff. Cost about $400 to join. Okay. This is the one I send to the obituaries. We buy houses cash any year or any condition. Are you or anyone you know looking to sell a property quickly? You know, there's somebody that is that needs to sell, that may be interested in selling because somebody just passed away. I'm a local investor looking to purchase real estate in your area. I'm interested in any property, whether it is in need of a lot of repair or is in moving condition. I'm willing to pay fair market price and can close quickly or take as long as you want. How does this work? Simply call me. I'll come out, take a look at the property. I'll compare it to similar properties that have sold in the area and make you an offer. As I stated before, I have the ability to pay cash and close quickly for a free evaluation of your property. Or if you want to tell me about somebody else's property, I'll give you a cash bonus if I buy it. Call me now. I look forward to speaking. Notice if you want to tell me about somebody else's property, I added that in there because obviously it's not their property that they're going to be selling me. It's going to be whoever the relative is. How many times do I send this out? Well, this is for the obituary. Oh, I'll send it out. No, I'll send it out 3 times. We'll send this out. We'll send another variation out with this and then a postcard.
Dave, you mentioned earlier that with all of these letters, you don't put them on company letterhead, no?
You do not put them on company letterhead.
Just as is.
They go out just like this. Yep. The attorney, I won't put it on letterhead, but I may have a line down at the bottom that says Results Home Buyers, the address, and then the phone number there.
Dave, on that letter with the obituary, how long are you waiting to send it out? You know, you send it out the day you clip out, or do you wait a week thinking that mail, they're not going to be concentrating on letters during the grieving? I mean, how late do you?
We send it right out. We send the first one right out. We send the second one out about 10 days later. And then the third one goes out 30 days later.
Okay, so it happens, and then you read it in the paper, and literally
yeah,
you're sending
it right
out.
They may only be around for the funeral.
Okay.
You know? So, and that's when they're all together. So they can say, hey, you know, I just got this letter from this guy, and they're thinking about buying houses, so we're all here. Why don't we make the decision?
Okay, good point.
All right. Let me show you some. Well, here's a postcard that one of my students sends that has been sent out for the last 5 years that works too. She sends this out. It's kind of oversized. It's not a regular one. And she just basically goes down the list. Cash today for your real estate. The headline is attention getting, creates desire. Down here, she's got a call for action, call for your cash. Then she hits everything that you may be in need of. You know, any location, any condition, stop foreclosure, we buy mortgages, apartment buildings, property needed to be demolished, abandoned properties, rehabs, subdivision of land, large or small, we buy it all. Not a bad card. Let me tell you some numbers about direct mail. We probably send out between 500 and 700 letters a month. That probably costs us about $400. I don't do anything with these letters. I went to an elderly complex. I put up a flyer that said, who wants to earn some extra money stuffing envelopes? I hired a lady. I pay her 11 cents to stuff, stamp, lick, and sign my name to the letters. 11 cents is the going rate. It's not cheap. It's not expensive. It's the going rate. So she does that for me. I give her all the supplies. I give her all the letters. She knows the sequence because I trained her. She just calls me when she needs stamps or needs more supplies. She doesn't leave her apartment. And she loves doing it because it gives her something to do. So out of the 500 to 700, I probably get anywhere from 10 to 12 phone calls. Out of those 10 to 12 phone calls, I get 1 to 2 that are decent, that I might buy a deal. We average buying at least one deal from these letters a month. I won't go into a deal unless I'm going to make $20,000 off the deal. So I'm trading $400 for $20,000. Can you see? And I'm leveraging it. The only thing I'm doing is I'm talking to people on the phone, and then I'm going out there to negotiate when I find a good one. That's it. And at the end of a year, based on those numbers, $240,000 coming in, $4,800 going out. That's the powerfulness of these letters. And like Evelyn, when she called, you guys didn't get it because I thought there would be a gasp in the room when I said that. You know, I just started doing it consistently. Well, it only works if you do it consistently. It doesn't work if you do a little bit of here and a little bit of here and a little bit of here. It works when you've got a machine going and they're going out on a consistent basis. Any questions on direct mail? Okay. Talk about classifieds. Classifieds is, I started putting an ad in the paper, in my local paper, 8 years ago. It's still there. If you go into the Brockton Enterprise, you'll see my name. You'll see Call Dave. You'll see this ad. We buy houses, cash, any area, any condition. Does that look familiar? It's on everything I do. Because it works. Please don't call this number. This number goes to my cell phone. Literally, the only people that have the phone number to my cell phone is my secretary at my office, my family, and these ads. And when this phone rings, I know it's either my office, my family, or somebody that might want to sell me a house. So I'll stop what I'm doing, and I'll answer that phone. And of course, we're going to talk about pre-screening later. But if it's a seller that's not motivated, I'm off the phone in about 20 seconds. If you call me from this on my cell phone, I will not talk to you. Not just that time, I will not talk to you ever again. I'm that serious about it, because I actually put this up in a big group, and I didn't realize what was going to happen, and people started calling me over and over. So just don't call my cell phone number. You can get a hold of me at my office. There's several people. Steve knows. Steve's been to my office. He's taken me out to lunch. I'm available if you guys want to go out to lunch or dinner. Just come down. Bill's been in my office. You can email me, call me, or fax me, and I will get back to you within 24 hours. don't call my cell phone. Okay, so that's a classified ad. And that's been working. For the last 8 years, that's been working. Some years it's only given me a couple deals. Some years it's given me, the best year it gave me 14 deals. Cost me about $5,000 a year to run that. I run it every day of the week. I don't just run it on the weekends. That's a mistake. The worst year was two deals, $20,000 a deal. I traded $5,000 for $40,000 on that by keeping it running consistently. I did have a student of mine. I'm telling you guys all my secrets. I'm not holding anything back. I had a girl call me from Marshfield, Massachusetts, and she said, Dave, I've been running my ad in the Patriot Ledger, and it's not working. I said, well, when are you running it? She said, well, I'm running it on Sundays. I said, well, that's a mistake right there. You got to run it every day of the week. I said, well, what section are you running it in? She said, investment properties. I said, well, Steve, you can get it into the properties for sale because it seems to work better when it's in for sale instead of investment properties wanted. And off the cuff, I said, you know, I've never had much luck with that Patriot Ledger, but the enterprises always work good for me. Well, she must have called the enterprise right after I got off the phone, because 3 days later, she gives me a call. She says, Dave, I got a deal I need your help with. I said, great, where'd you get it? She goes, I got it from the enterprise. I'm thinking, oh, great. They probably would have called me if she didn't have her ad in there. But what are you going to do? So I worked her through the deal. There's like five different ads in that enterprise. I'll tell you what, though. I want them coming to my cell phone because if they didn't get her, they would have called me next. They'll go right down the list. When somebody's motivated to sell, they're motivated. They're not going to wait around for someone to get back to them. They're probably not even going to leave you a message. So that's why I like to have it. Either like to have me answer it or answer machine. I mean, live voice. We're going to go over all that, though.